2 Chronicles chapter 31. Then when all this was finished, all of Israel who were present went out to the cities of Judah. And they smashed the idolatrous statues, and they cut down the phallic parks, and they demolished the idolatrous raised sites and the altars, in all Judah and Benjamin, and in Ephraim and Manasseh, until they had eliminated them. And all the sons of Israel returned, each to his estate in their cities. And Hezekiah set up the divisions of the priests and the Levites, for them to be in their divisions, each according to his work, as assigned to the priests and the Levites, for the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, so as to serve and give thanks and to praise at the gates of the Lord's encampment. And the part of the king was that there should be provided from his property animals for the burnt offerings, for the burnt offerings for the morning, and for the evening, and the burnt offerings for the Sabbaths, and the new moons, and for the festival days, as it is written in the law of the Lord. And he told the people, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, to give a portion to the priests and the Levites, so that they might be invigorated by the law of the Lord. And as the word spread, the sons of Israel brought much first fruit of corn, new wine, and fresh oil, and honey, and all kinds of produce of the field, and they brought a tenth of everything in abundance. And as for the sons of Israel and Judah who lived in the cities of Judah, they too brought a tenth of the oxen and sheep, and a tenth of the holy things which were consecrated to the Lord their God, and they put them in heap after heap. In the third month they began to form the heaps, and in the seventh month they finished them. And Hezekiah and the officials came and saw the heaps, and they blessed the Lord and his people Israel. And Hezekiah inquired of the priests and the Levites about the heaps. And Azariah, the head priest of the house of Zadok, spoke to him and said, "Since the start of bringing the offerings to the house of the Lord, there has been enough to eat with a great surplus. For the Lord has blessed his people, and what remains is this large quantity." Then Hezekiah told them to prepare rooms in the house of the Lord, and they prepared them. And they brought the offering and the tithe and the holy things in faith, and in charge of them as leader was Conaniah the Levite, with Shimi his brother as second in charge. And Jehiel and Azaziah and Nahath and Asahel and Jerimoth and Jozabad and Eliel and Ismachiah and Mahath and Benaiah were overseers under the direction of Conaniah and Shimi his brother, under the authority of Hezekiah the king and Azariah the person in charge of the house of God. And Korei the son of Imnah, the Levite, the gatekeeper on the east, was in charge of the freewill offerings to God, in allocating the contributions made to the Lord, and the holies of holies. And next to him were Aden and Miniamin, and Jeshua, and Shemaiah, Amariah, and Shekaniah, in the cities of the priests, acting in faith, giving produce to their brothers in the divisions, to great and small alike, apart from them seeing to it that males from 3 years old and above were registered by genealogy for all who entered the house of the Lord as a daily duty, as their work in their duties of observance according to their divisions, and performing the registering by genealogy of the priests by their paternal house, and of the Levites from 20 years old and above, in their duties of observance in their divisions, and for all their little ones, their wives and their sons and their daughters, in the whole convocation, to be registered by their genealogy, for they sanctified themselves in holiness in their faith. And the sons of Aaron, who were the priests in the pasture fields of all their individual cities, included men who were specified by name to give portions to every male among the priests and to everyone who was registered by genealogy among the Levites. And Hezekiah did this in the whole of Judah, and he did what was good and right and truthful before the Lord his God. And in every undertaking which he embarked on in the work on the house of God, and in the law and in the commandment, in seeking his God, he did it with his whole heart, and he prospered.